So let's just kind of continue on and bring us up to date in terms of what's going on with this patient. So she did enter the trial and she actually got randomized to receive durvalumab, correct?
Well, it's
Oh, really?
blinded.
It's
It was
blinded.
blinded.
Wow,
But
interesting.
not really, because people develop hypothyroidism.
Oh, really?
But technically, it was blinded. And I'll tell you why we know what she received, because after 6 months on treatment, she develops worsening shortness of breath. And we thought of pneumonitis. We admitted her to the hospital and found now an effusion of pleural effusion.
What happened during the 6 months in terms of how was she doing and what was going on with the tumor?
Well, she had just finished radiation, so the primary tumor was responding, but the pleural effusion was new. She had a thoracentesis, and we did find malignant cells. And we had this argument about, is this serositis or is this truly malignant? But we found pathology confirmation it was malignant. So she was taken off the study at that point. We started her on a chemotherapy regimen. So we opted to, she had just received cisplatin and had a lot of toxicity from that. So we went straight to pemetrexed with bevacizumab, which we thought will help with the effusion. And she did very well for about 11 months
Can
in
I
that
just hold
regimen.
on that point? So, Corey, what do you think about that approach, bevacizumab and pemetrexed in this patient?
I think it's reasonable. I guess the big question is how far out from platinum would you reinstitute platinum? Certainly at a year or more, I would. 6 months, I'd consider it. 2, 3, 4 months, I probably wouldn't. Pemetrexed would probably be the standard here, but there's certainly phase two data for the combo, and there's data certainly in ovarian cancer where angiogenesis inhibition can help dry up ascites, so why not in pleural effusions? This would appear to be a very reasonable regimen.
What in general, Govindan, is your first line therapy? This was a little bit complicated because she'd had a cisplatin and etoposide not that long previously. But in general, in terms of selection of treatment for the non-squamous, and we can talk about squamous too, what do you consider your typical first line options when you're not going to be using a checkpoint inhibitor?
In the setting of de novo stage four or post. So the non-squamous, non-small cell lung cancer, I use pemetrexed and carboplatin with or without bevacizumab for ease, convenience, and patients love to, they don't lose, alopecia is not an issue. And so I think it's really a convenient regimen for non-squamous, non-small cell lung
How do you
cancer.
determine whether to use Bev or not?
I follow the ECOG criteria and non-squamous, of course, no evidence of bleeding and patients who have not had recent cardiac events, thrombotic events, episodes.
What kind of maintenance?
So I usually give pemetrexed alone in these patients.
Now it seems like an age-old question. We used to talk about this all the time. Now the checkpoint inhibitors are so in our mind, we never even bring it up. But Corey, it's still part of
It's
daily
still a
decision
very
making.
practical
So
question.
again, let's stay with non-squamous.
So I differ a little from McGovern. I tend to still use the combination, recognizing that we have no phase three data showing a survival advantage. We do have phase three data showing a PFS advantage. The Avapearl study from Europe that gave 4 cycles of cisplatin, pemetrexed, and Bev randomized to Bev alone or a combination of bevacizumab and pemetrexed and showed a fairly striking PFS benefit on the order of 7.5 versus 3.7 months. There was a trend toward improved survival, but the study was woefully underpowered for significance. And we have a trial that's still pending, ECOG effort, a baseline regimen of Pac-Carbo, Bev, and then a randomization to Bev alone, pemetrexed alone, or the hybrid combination. I think ultimately that trial will definitively address this issue. And the issue is still important. It may not, and with the tsunami of immunotherapy data that's just swamping us, it's sort of fallen
And
on the back
targeted, yeah.
burner. But many of our patients, in fact, a huge number, are still just on pemetrexed maintenance, so or bevacizumab maintenance. And I think that trial has tremendous practical
When do you think
implications.
we might see data from that? It's been out there for a
I
while.
keep saying another 6 months, but I said that 2 years ago. I suspect by ASCO of 2018 for sure.
So I'm pretty good at reading people's facial expressions. I was curious about your approach, typical approach upfront and non-squamous metastatic. And what you do about maintenance, because
So,
that's where I saw your face change.
predating the pembrolizumab era, I would typically have treated this patient with pemetrexed, carbo, and bev, identical frontline regimen. And in the absence of toxicity and the absence of insurers that forced me to do something otherwise, I would give both pemetrexed and bevacizumab as maintenance.